And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
But Dad, no, I don't mind. I just thought you might want her to come back to California. If you say so. Well, do you want to talk to Jules? She's right here. All right. I'll tell her. Bye. Dad sends his love.
Mm-hmm.
He was late for a meeting.
Right. So it sounds like he's okay with me staying here for a while?
Yeah, and apparently your mom is visiting Paris with a friend, so she's fine with it too.
That was easy.
Tell me what happened.
I told Dad I was visiting Mom and told Mom I was visiting Dad. They're not on speaking terms right now, so neither call the other to check. Then I took the bus here.
But why did you leave?
I'm tired of California. I just needed something different.
But Odyssey? You don't even like it here. Or at least that's what you said the last time you came.
It's not like I have other options. Can I stay?
Of course you can stay. For a while, anyway.
A couple of months, give or take. You have the room now that Penny moved out.
Yeah, I am gonna miss having someone around. You know, if you stay, there's gonna be rules for you to follow. This won't be a vacation like last time.
Fine.
Which means a 9 p.m. curfew.
How about 11?
9 on school nights.
I have to go to school?
Of course you have to go to school. You're 15 years old. We'll get you registered in the morning before I head to my own classes.
I'll be ready.
Morning!
Greetings, Miss Kendall.
Eugene. I have a favor to ask you.
Which would be?
One of the requirements for introduction to counseling is that I practice therapy on a friend for 5 sessions.
No.
And please, we talk to each other about our problems all the time.
No.
This won't be any different. Just that I can't interrupt you.
Ms. Kendall, the last thing I need is for you to attempt to prod the depths of my superego.
But I can help you. I know you, Eugene. Even now, I can tell something's bothering you, just by the way you're stirring your cup of coffee.
That's absurd. How could the way I stir my coffee communicate any degree of turmoil?
Because you haven't poured any coffee in your cup.
Because...
Here's some coffee. All right, now you can stir away and tell me what's bothering you.
I suppose I am a bit distracted, thinking about young Buck.
I thought things were going better.
Granted. However, I want him to be able to, in the parlance of your future profession, open up to me. Unless he avoids every topic connected to his past.
Well, you're not exactly the easiest person to open up to, you know.
Well, why would you say that?
You're afraid.
Of what?
Of feelings.
Oh, on the contrary, I'm quite comfortable with feelings.
You're comfortable with thoughts. Rational, reasonable, flowchartable thoughts.
Well, thank you. But I am also quite capable of empathizing with the emotions of others.
Really?
Really.
Eugene, the last time I cried, you explained to me the anatomy of tear ducts.
And that wasn't helpful?
You'd rather poke your eye out than comfort me when I'm sad.
That's a gross exaggeration on 2 levels. Although I reluctantly concede I may at times lack the innate skill of comforting someone in need.
How about this? Let me practice my counseling on you, and we'll only focus on how you can best connect with Buck. Deal?
You won't incessantly bring up my so-called inferiority complex and compensating vocabulary?
Nope, not once. Please, Eugene, help me out. For the sake of my education, you're the one who's always encouraging me to take it more seriously.
Well, it's against my better judgment.
As is that shirt and vest combo.
But I suppose in the name of education, I must acquiesce.
I can be your counselor?
5 sessions, pertaining only to my relationship with Buck.
Fantastic!
Buck! Buck!
Jules! Wow! What are you doing here?
Life brought me back here, I guess.
Your parents kick you out?
No, I kick myself out. Although I wish there was a better place for me to go than this boring town.
It's not so bad. You just have to make your own fun.
With what? A bale of straw and an ice cream machine?
Trust me, small town life has its good points. You know, when I was younger, I was in Oklahoma for a summer, and my cousin, at least I think he was my cousin, and anyway, he and I would climb the water tower and set off fireworks.
Wow. Ever get in trouble?
Not until we accidentally set Miss Bangston's rhubarb patch on fire. We used to do crazy stuff all the time, like sneak out at night and toilet paper houses and paint goats or...
I think I prefer normal hobbies. Shopping, movies.
I don't know. You haven't lived until you've tried goat painting.
Whatever. You're not turning into one of those happy do-gooders, are you?
What?
The happy do-gooders that are all over Odyssey. They do good things, but they're no fun. Fun-havers and do-gooders are very different.
I don't know. I like the people here. They seem fun enough to me.
Sounds like you might be coming down with a case of do-gooderism.
Oh, Jules.
So, how was school?
I've only been going a week, and there's a huge exam in history on things I've never learned. So... great.
Well, I guess that's the problem with changing schools in the middle of the year. Let me talk to your teachers. I'll see if you can at least get an extension.
Really? You do that for me?
Well, it's not like you're not studying, right?
Only all the time.
And it just seems fair. You shouldn't be tested on material you haven't been taught.
Wow. Thanks. I never had someone take an interest in my schoolwork before. It's actually kind of nice.
Well, good. Oh, by the way, a bunch of packages were delivered for you today. I put them in your room.
Thanks. I needed to buy a few new things. Socks, sweaters. It gets cold here.
Yeah. Don't you have some at home that Dad could ship to you?
Please. Dad would rather just buy new ones. Shipping them would be inconvenient for him. And I'm already a lot of inconvenience. He reminds me of that all the time.
Well, what are you up to tonight?
Studying, of course.
Why don't you take a break first? My favorite TV show is coming on in a few minutes.
Are you sure? I mean, school and all.
You can do it later. Spend some time with your big sister. All right. Simply relax. Take some deep breaths. There you go. And sign the waiver in front of you.
Huh?
We're just going to have a comfortable conversation. Insert client's name.
Wait a minute. You're reading your instructions?
Well, you're my first client, Eugene.
Huh.
So, we've decided your presenting problem is that you're unable to get Buck to open up to you.
Indeed.
Relationships are a series of steps.
Steps.
And you can only take the step that's in front of you.
But it seems as though I'm slipping backward instead of moving forward.
And with every slip backward comes the opportunity to step on the escalator of communication and move forward again.
Are you also taking a class on useless analogies?
Okay, look. Maybe you should just try to help Buck feel comfortable sharing his daily life with you. Once he starts feeling safe discussing the everyday things, he'll open up to you about bigger things.
But I often ask him how his day progressed, and all I get in response is, "Fine, how was your day?"
Dig deeper. You need to speak his language. Your intelligence might create an emotional wall that makes you feel safe, but at the same time keeps Buck from getting in.
You're looking this up in your textbook again, aren't you?
I'm new to this, okay?
Oh.
Look, ask him about his feelings, but have him associate colors or animals with them.
To what end?
Buck may not be aware of his own feelings, so it would help to start with things he's familiar with.
Such as colors and animals. Doesn't that seem rather elementary for someone of Buck's age?
According to a study done by Feinberg and McElhaney, we overestimate the maturity of youths with troubled pasts. And this technique can work wonders.
Feinberg and McElhaney, eh? Well, I suppose there's no harm in attempting the concept.
Good. Let's talk about some of the questions you could ask.
I'm home!
And most pleasant greetings on your arrival.
Oh, hi, Eugene. Where's Miss Katrina?
Oh, she's out running errands, which is providential, as it gives us some time to chat.
Oh, great.
So, tell me, how are you feeling today?
A little hungry.
I mean, deeper than hunger.
Heartburn?
Perhaps we should take a different tack. If you were to associate your emotions with a specific hue, what might that color be?
I don't think my emotions have a color.
But if they did, which would it be?
Well, I guess I like gray.
Gray. Hmm. Very interesting.
It is?
And what animal would you put with your feelings?
Animal.
Animal.
Well, if my feelings are gray, then maybe the animal would be a beluga whale?
So you'd liken your feelings with a cetacean?
Am I in trouble or something?
I hope you know that you can always share your deepest feelings and concerns with me, young buck.
Okay. Thanks.
Hmm. Sounds like Katrina is home.
I'll go help her with anything. Excuse me.
A beluga whale.
A beluga whale? Oh, that could mean so many things.
Really?
Maybe he thinks he overwhelms you. Hmm? Or that he's drowning in his present circumstances. Or that he's just sad.
Or it may have merely been the first thing to come to mind in response to a rather bizarre question.
Oh, Eugene, you have no understanding of the subconscious. So much can be revealed through what you term bizarre questions.
I will admit that this was only one of an entire series of awkward conversations I've had with Buck since he moved in with us. Our communication skills continue to struggle.
You really haven't given it enough time, Eugene. Trust me. I'm in a similar boat with Jules.
The Titanic?
But I know what I'm talking about. Jules is opening up to me.
I suppose that says something.
It says everything. You need to keep digging into the depths of all that is Buck.
He was talking colors and animals. I know he was trying to figure me out so he could fix me, but I felt like there was a right answer in there that I was supposed to say, but I didn't know what it was.
Welcome to my life.
You felt that way?
Only every minute of every day. My friends in California expect me to act a certain way, talk a certain way, dress a certain way, and half the time I don't know what that way is. And then my dad wants me to be all interested in his business, which I'm not, and my mom wants me to be all into what her latest spa treatment was, which I couldn't care less about.
But it feels like you need to be whoever everyone else expects you to be. Like you have to put on a show.
Yeah, it does.
I get that.
So my friends think I'm stuck up, my dad thinks I'm lazy, and my mom thinks I'm a sullen teenager.
Well, for what it's worth, I don't think you're any of those things.
Thanks. I guess we, at least, understand each other.
Yeah, I guess. Remember when you said there weren't any fun things to do in Odyssey?
Did you come up with something?
Seems like it's something we need to figure out.
Ugh. More packages for you, Jules. Some of these companies have the strangest names. O&P, Banana Monarchy, Poppin' Pizzazz, Always 16.
They can't charge a lot of money unless they have a cool name.
I suppose not. Here you go.
Thanks. Hey, what's that?
Oh, a postcard from Penny.
Oh, she having a good time?
I guess. She just says something about a nice knitting lady she met on the plane.
You know, it was fun hanging out the other night. Maybe we could do some more stuff together sometime.
Sure, if you want.
Yeah, I'd really like that.
I am so good at this. I figured out your problem, Eugene. And it's you.
Me?
Your aversion to emotional transparency.
I thought you said our sessions were going to focus on Buck.
They are. We're focusing on how you're messing him up.
Messing him up?
Just go along with it for a minute, okay?
I'm going to need counseling from having counseling.
Think about the walls you put up, Eugene. What might make you so unwilling to share your feelings? When can you recall feeling embarrassed or inadequate?
Oh, you mean aside from this conversation?
Oh, stop it. Take a deep breath and think back.
Well, I suppose my most embarrassing moment, though I hate to relive it, was when I failed my driving exam.
Oh, yes! That was crazy. And remember, you failed it twice.
Isn't it your job to help me feel better?
Sorry, go on.
You require more?
Well, if we're going to get to the root of your problem.
All right. Well, there was the time Katrina thought you and I were dating because you gave me a hug in Mr. Whitaker's office.
Oh, yeah, such a misunderstanding.
I'll say. That was your fault.
Maybe. Unintentionally.
Oh, indeed. Just as when I thought Katrina was seeing someone else, and it ended up she was tutoring a young child. Most humiliating.
Yeah, that really was.
And all of those events have one common factor.
Good. The core of your problem. What is it?
You!
Me?
You were behind each one of them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there maybe something else they have in common? Because my text doesn't cover that.
You are the core of my emotional unwell-being.
Okay, let's just skip the section on ridding ourselves of toxic people.
The masonry contractor who has constructed, brick by brick, my emotional walls.
Oops, sorry, time's up. We'll have to delve into that topic during our next session. I'll see you to the door.
Oh, Buck, I didn't realize you were out here.
Just thought I'd clean up the garage shelves.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
It's okay. You've been really nice to let me use so much of your stuff. It's the least I can do.
Oh, well, okay. So, how are you feeling today?
Fine. Or did you want a color?
Huh? No, fine is fine. It's good.
I can say I'm doing good if that's better.
It would actually be doing well.
Sorry, well.
No, fine. Fine is the correct answer.
I don't think I'm very good at giving you the right answer.
There is no right answer.
But you just said that...
I know, I meant... Buck, I'm just plainly very bad at this.
At what?
At connecting with you. At being safe to open up to, as some would say. And I'm afraid I'm only making it more awkward.
It's okay. I can try to open up if you want me to.
I don't want to make you do anything. It's just, I'm new at all this. New to this father-son type of relationship.
But you're great at it.
No, I'm not. You know, Buck, I lost my parents at a young age. It's a long story, but I too ended up in foster care.
You did?
And I never really connected with my foster parents. I never really connected with much of anyone until I came to Odyssey. So the whole family bonding construct is probably just as foreign to me as it is to you.
Wow. That's kinda good to know.
Detective Palmhouse, Odyssey Police.
Oh.
Sorry to wake you, but something's come up.
What's wrong?
It concerns your sister.
Jules?
Yes. One of my men brought her in about a half hour ago. She's been shooting fireworks off from the top of the water tower.
That can't be. Jules would never do that.
Well, maybe not by herself, but she was with someone else.
Who?
Buck.
Thanks for coming in, Connie. Nice slippers, by the way.
Thanks. And I see Mr. Meltzner is already here.
Ms. Kendall?
Yes. Why don't you both come back with me? Jules and Buck are in my office.
You need to keep a better eye on that hooligan of yours, Eugene.
Hooligan? I suggest we ascertain the details before we start assigning derogatory names, Miss Kendall.
Well, I already know all I need to. Your former criminal foster son is trying to take my sister down the road of... hooliganism.
Perhaps you should just keep her away from Buck.
Perhaps I will.
Perhaps you should both start acting more mature than the two kids on the other side of this door before we go in.
Buck,
Jules,
you need
are you
to
okay?
Explain.
What happened, Connie?
Hi, Mr. Eugene.
It's late. I'm sure you'd all like to get back to bed. So let's get through this as quickly as possible. Are the two of you aware that it's illegal for kids your age to be out past 11 p.m., and that fireworks are banned within city limits, and that I could charge you with disturbing the peace and trespassing on city property, and reckless endangerment?
We were just having a little fun.
I'm not having fun. Are you two having fun?
No. Negatory.
No fun here.
Listen, this isn't Jules' fault.
Huh?
It's mine.
Hmm.
I convinced her to go up and set the fireworks off.
Hmm.
It's something crazy I did once with some friends.
I thought as much. See you, Gene?
Buck, I'm flabbergasted and disappointed.
I'm really sorry.
What you did was both illegal and dangerous. Your parole officer will need to be notified, Buck. But as no real harm was done, we'll leave it at that. This time, I'm going to release you to your guardians, and I don't want to see either of you here ever again.
Joel? Oh, hi, Connie. You're up early.
You ordered the fireworks.
What?
I looked up Pop and Pizzazz online. It's a fireworks company. You planned on doing this. You lied to me. Well, say something.
Fine. Setting off the fireworks was my idea, not Buck's.
Uh-huh.
He didn't even want to do it at first, but I convinced him.
Then why did he tell the police that...
I didn't know he was going to do that. But if someone wants to get you off the hook, you let them.
And I've been doing the same thing. Calling teachers for extensions. Letting you get by with things. You've been using me.
I just wanted to have a little fun, Connie.
And now you have. I hope you're happy. I'm sorry, Eugene. Jules was the one behind it all.
Buck explained as much to me after we left the station. His ethical compass still seems to be rather skewed at times, but he did feel the need to come clean.
Some counselor I am. I thought I had Jules figured out. I even thought I had you and Buck figured out.
Well, you might know more than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah, right.
Our discussions actually ended up being quite helpful. Because of them, I made the decision to share some of my own history as a foster child with Buck. In doing so, as you would say, broke down some walls in our communication impasse.
It did?
Buck told me it helped him feel more comfortable around me. We had a really good talk when we were driving home from the police station, the most open and honest conversation we've had to date.
Really?
Really.
Well, at least one of us knows how to raise a teenager.
A wise woman once told me, relationships are a series of steps, and you can only take the step that is in front of you.
Yeah. Now if I could just stop tripping over everyone. Jules?
Connie, what are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep. I saw the light on out here and... What? Seriously? You're eating my chocolate chip cookies?
I couldn't sleep either. Sorry.
At least you left... One? Hand it over.
You're never gonna trust me again, are you?
I don't know. I'm disappointed in you and me. Trusting you again could take a while.
I get it.
You're dipping your cookies in orange juice?
Yeah, I know. It's gross.
No, I mean, it is, yeah, but I do that too.
Really?
I thought I was the only one. My friends think I'm crazy.
Mine too. Guess we have a genetic connection after all.
Well, of course we do. We're sisters.
Should I pour you a glass?
For one cookie, it's not worth it. But if we baked a fresh batch...
Right now, it's 2 a.m.
Oh, tomorrow's Saturday. We can sleep in. What do you say?
Let's make a big batch.
All right, now you're talking. Get out that big mixing bowl. I'll grab the flour.
Okay, and you have chocolate chips, right?
I always have chocolate chips.
In today's adventure, it was good to see Connie and Eugene talking to each other about how to be better parents, even if there were a few fireworks along the way. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." Or as it says in Proverbs 27:17, "As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Connie the Counselor was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Shona Kennedy, Robbie Bruce, and Phil Proctor. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.